Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports movie.
Yes, I did catch
Wind. Which then drew the ire of Evan on Saturday last week.
Yeah,
it had me making shots from the foot of the stage on an actual net. And after each shot was, he shoots, he scores. If I missed, the whole thing is derailed.
You are either Steph Curry or this whole thing is ruined.
Yeah.
On WGR.
I have personal. Evan,
yeah.
Do you take anything back?
No.
It's okay. He's dying on the hill. It's fine.
Sports Radio 550.
Soaring and flying through your weekend here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley. Hour number three of Sports Talk Saturday. I just thought of something terrible with this intro. You said you were doing this at, like, you were taking these shots at the foot of the stage.
So it's the foot of the stage. The net was a little lower than regulation. Like, it wasn't so high.
I'm just talking about you in proportion to the stage.
Yeah, I had like a foot and a half, 2 feet between me
and
the
end. So if you tried one fadeaway.
Oh, I was fading into the pit.
You're in disaster. Mm-hmm. So here I am just thinking, Kobe.
Yeah.
And you hit the fade.
If I faded and actually, yeah,
if
that would
faded,
be a problem.
If you faded, you would, if you were doing a fadeaway jumper, you would have not been on the stage anymore.
Well, you're 100% correct on that. That's why I didn't do it. Because
it's mixed swishies, but then you just end up in the pit.
Cymbal crashes, like everything.
And it's horrible that my mind pictured it.
Yeah, it's the flaming tire fire of Sports Talk Saturday. It totally makes sense.
But also, you know, like those internal thoughts, like the impulsive
the ones
thoughts.
You just start laughing at,
yes,
but to yourself, and then yes, everyone starts looking at you, and you just can't tell them what you're thinking about because it's
intrusive
just too much.
Intrusive thoughts, mm-hmm. That's the word. The evil things that you could just think of and then just start laughing about them.
Like I'm sitting here laughing to myself about trolling the FCC right now. Just kidding. Intrusive thought. For an example's sake.
Don't ever say that again.
example's sake.
And yet, speaking of that, Kevin Harlan flirted with that yesterday.
He did. Kevin Harlan did flirt with that yesterday.
We'll need to have Chris find the clip of Kevin Harlan with last night's Pacers and Knicks game where...
What did he do?
Oh, you don't know about this.
No.
Oh, so Chris, look this up. For game two... Kevin Harlan, he did end up with this like interesting clip during the game. And
is it bad?
Oh, it's brilliant.
He was really toeing the line, or was he?
Oh, it's brilliant. And I'm gonna need you to just keep. I have to text this to him.
I gotcha. No, so. Kevin Harlan might be actually my favorite broadcaster. Just his voice is so iconic for the NCAA basketball tournament. Just anything that's nationally syndicated, even the primetime NFL games on like Westwood One. I can't really imagine him toeing the line. So I'm very, very intrigued right now What was it regarding towing the line? Like, was it a swear or was it topic of conversation?
Definitely innuendo.
Innuendo. Okay.
Yes. But it was last night during game two of the Eastern Conference Final. And a Knicks player goes to try and save the ball from going out of bounds. He crashes into the table, but knocks something over from the table. So I'm hoping that Chris is able to find this one.
Yeah. That I'm intrigued.
Because I don't want to say it.
Because it's going to toe the line.
No, it's just that I want Kevin Harlan saying it.
Mm.
I want the purity of the call.
I gotcha.
That's what this is.
We'll get the thumbs up from Mr. Giacobello.
I got a full 50-second clip.
All right, play it.
Just run it. I want to hear the whole thing.
With heart. Deflected. Halliburton's got it. Here he comes the other way. Hart is right there. Nice defense. Brunson. Oh, look out. He comes in. Brunson falls in. And a drive the other way.
Don't worry about me. Oh, Doug, this was great.
You. Nice fan in back here helping us out. Thank you. See, Knicks fans are some of the best fans in the league. Thank you, sir.
Yes, they
I don't
are.
Know if this is it.
Did it cut it Knicks out?
I think so.
It must have.
It must have censored it.
Oh, look at this coming right at us.
Yeah, because it showed Brunson hitting the table.
Brunson hits the table.
I guess they did. Yeah, I guess they...
It cuts out, so maybe we shouldn't air it.
The YouTube, like, it says, like, the name of it is what you texted me, Derek.
Yep.
Okay. No, they probably did censor it on the coverage. Like, the post, I should say.
Yeah, then I'd imagine maybe no.
So...
Don't do it.
They were already laughing at...
Yeah, but
the last thing that Brunson, was said, did you hear
Brunson
that?
Kevin Harlan, over. You are out of pocket.
Yep. So.
I found it.
I think you found it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But, Kevin Harlan absolutely out of pocket with what he ends up saying. So, it was great. And that's just the magic of Kevin Harlan.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the context is perfectly fine. A drink gets knocked over.
Do it.
It's hilarious.
It's after a drink gets knocked over. That's it?
Yes.
Kevin Harlan, you are out of pocket for saying this.
That's what I'm talking about. Good action right there.
I'm wet. I'm dirty.
What?
He had a drink knocked over.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. That's exactly what happened there.
Oh, that sounds like something I would do. Toeing the line. Come on,
so
Kevin Harlan.
That's great, though. Like, that's Kevin Harlan being Kevin Harlan, one of the all-time greats. Anyway, back to it.
Back to your regularly scheduled tire fire.
So we hinted at this. I want to at least go over it. Of who has had of non-playoff teams, who's had the most promising offseason to you that might threaten to take a playoff spot from someone this year? And for me, that starter goes to, oddly enough, I think it's the Atlanta Falcons.
I don't dislike that. I agree with you. Mine's in division, unfortunately, to be not different.
No, that's fine.
Mine is the New England Patriots. I think they're looking to take a wild card spot this season. It kind of looks like it, in my opinion.
I think that Atlanta, for me, is the team that I would absolutely be looking at as I love the fact that they added those two pass rushers. They have themselves a great draft. It is Michael Penix's team now. They are going to be moving on from Kirk Cousins.
Kirko changed this. He's still on the bench.
He's still on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And if they fit everything under the cap like that, then do it. Like, you could have worse backup quarterback options than Kirk Cousins, right? As a matter of fact, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
I think that Atlanta is the team that absolutely should be threatening for a playoff spot. Who comes down from that, though, is the question. I need somebody in the NFC, probably in particular the NFC North, to lose a playoff spot. I'm not expecting Washington or Philadelphia to fall off the map, right? It's got to be from the North then.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Tampa Bay, their division itself? I don't know how it happens. I do know that Atlanta's probably the team to me, though, that they should challenge for their division.
Yeah.
It's been enough time. You have Penix situated at this point. He has looked the part.
You've got the Bijan mustard as well.
And you needed to fix your defense. The job is done. Can you slow down Tampa Bay?
That's the real question, because Baker Mayfield's really showing out as the Baker Mayfield everyone kind of thought, right? He's starting to get there. Mm-hmm. After the injuries he sustained in Cleveland and they just moved on from him, what a terrible, terrible situation that was. But he's really, Todd Bowles is getting the most out of his quarterback right now. And yeah, you're getting the Baker Mayfield experience. Like, let's not beat around the bush here. It's similar to a Josh Allen experience where you get the highest of highs, like crazy, oh my God, plays, but you also get some really interesting, like, how could that have happened, terrible plays too.
Yes.
So
and that is another thing. Coaching is something that matters there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, only three other teams outscored Tampa Bay in points for last year. That's
really,
that's enough for me.
Yeah. I think Penix Jr. as well.
And they were your, like, if I say them, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. Buffalo and Baltimore and Detroit.
Yeah. Yes, there's no question about that. That's interesting.
Kansas City's offense was putrid last year.
No, that's right. They basically just barely won every game they played.
They didn't even score the most points in their division.
They didn't wake up until the playoffs.
Denver had more points. Mm-hmm. L.A. had more points.
Yeah. They woke up in the playoffs and fell asleep in the Super
Bowl.
They
woke up for one game in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
which now I'm starting to think maybe that's more personal? Buffalo's fault and not Kansas City's.
It's just personal.
All right, Joe, you said New England.
I did.
So I have to give the team that I'm saying bows out, I say Green Bay. I think that they are an inconsistent team,
mm-hmm.
and I think that there is something to it. Like, Tampa Bay has something elite about them, an elite trait.
Yeah.
It's that offense. They are scoring at will. And they added another wide receiver in Ibuka in the first round. Just because. So I'm here for that.
Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Why Green Bay instead of Minnesota? I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be just fine on a team that won 14 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
The drop-off should not be so precipitous. There's always variance between win-loss records every year, right?
Yeah, they'll change.
They'll change. But if a team is drastically worse because Sam Darnold is off the football team, then I don't know what to tell you about how bad J.J. McCarthy is. I don't think he could be that bad. Is more or less what it is to me. Is he good enough to take a 14-win team and stop the regression from going below 11 wins? And I say yes, he's good enough. All right, so you said New England.
I did.
New England being a team to take a playoff spot, and the answer that I need from you now is, well, who leaves? There were three teams in the West, two in the North, and then one apiece from the East and the South.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine you're not calling the shot that Buffalo loses the division.
No, I think that's not happening. So I think, truthfully, if I had to do that, if I had to pick a team to bow out,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want
faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Probably the Chargers.
I respect that.
Because I
don't respect the Chargers.
I don't either, because Greg Roman is running Justin Herbert into the ground.
But that said, you know how I mentioned that there was an elite thing about the Buccaneers?
Mm-hmm.
There is an elite thing about the Chargers. They had the best defense in the National Football League last year in points against. They had a 100-point differential. They are a team that has a good roster and a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
It is that their offense is subpar because Greg Roman exists.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Honestly, if it's not the Chargers, it's the Steelers. I just think they're meh.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't pick Pittsburgh first.
I didn't see them on the list. I was scrolling down, truthfully. And they're so forgettable, I didn't remember them off the top of my head being even in the playoffs last year. So, are either the Chargers or Steelers I see bowing out this season?
I'd pick Pittsburgh because Mason Rudolph's the starting quarterback.
And not quite. We don't know that yet. Will Howard could start, Derek. Come on.
Oh, my God. We're doing this again? We're doing this again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might get a Will Howard jersey.
You go ahead and do that.
Might have to.
You go ahead and do that.
Watch its value triple within a year.
And in 4 years, when you walk around with that thing, I'm going to go, hey, I remember that guy.
Where's he play for now?
Yeah,
the UFL?
Oh, he's a backup in Buffalo now?
He's Josh Allen's backup.
Nice jersey. I like that. It's retro.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like it's totally uninspiring, Pittsburgh's quarterback room.
You know the biggest swing I think I see, and this might upset the man behind the glass.
Okay, go ahead and do it.
I think the defending Super Bowl champs, I think, get overtaken by the Commanders. I think Jaden Daniels is a force to be reckoned with in that division. And Dallas is still a nothing burger. That is going to continue to be the case.
All right, well, so you didn't make it worse.
No. And the Giants are going to – I think the Giants finish above Dallas.
I mean, I don't hate that. I got to be honest. Like, I honestly thought Washington was going to finish first this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll tell you straight up, I did not think the Eagles were going to finish first. But, hey, they did, and – I mean, we're just going to have to wait and see. Look, don't get me wrong. Jaden Daniels is that guy for Washington, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got a bright future ahead of him. And I just personally feel like it's going to be him and Hurts. Forget Dak.
Yeah.
It's just going to be him and Hurts,
Dakota
I feel like.
No more. Yeah. It's not happening.
I will say this. I do think Dallas will be markedly better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you stay a 7-10 team because you got to remember the variance thing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
a couple
always,
games.
There's
swing.
Always variance between seasons for teams. And I think that Dallas, though, had one of those extreme seasons that everything went wrong.
That is true.
Yeah, they did have sun in their eyes in that one game.
A true NFC East fan right there.
I will say,
my God.
They've had a better offseason than the year prior where Skip Bayless's tweet that comma is doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
But they've had a better offseason now. They should be better than what they have been,
mm-hmm.
especially with last year. Because you got to think about the variance. They were the 2 seed just a couple of seasons ago, and then they drop all the way down to 7-10.
Mm-hmm.
So there is variance, but it was also because things went catastrophically wrong for the Chargers,
yeah.
for the Cowboys.
They added George Pickens too, right?
They added George Pickens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
totally forgot
so
about
they
that.
They have another elite wide receiver in there. They draft Tyler Booker, which was probably one of the better picks that I would have said of the first round.
Who went to the Steelers from Dallas?
It was a pick.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
It was a pick?
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
something, someone got traded from the Cowboys that didn't want to play with Pickens because they had beef.
I don't know if I saw anything like that.
I got to find it now.
Yeah, try to make sure on that one. But now I'm going to follow up with this question. Is there a division winner that is not the division winner this year? Is there a previous division champion that does not hold the right next year? Because there's always a change there, too. Somebody always takes a division from somebody else. You did just answer Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris seems to agree with that. It's not that hot takey. He's putting his Philly bias away there. For me, I don't know. I don't necessarily know who it is that falls off here. I might say Baltimore. And the only reason I say Baltimore is I think Cincy storms back into it.
I agree.
If you did anything, and I do mean literally anything, to fix your defense, then you should have something there. Because they have the pieces well established in place.
It's Jordan Lewis, by the way. Because him and Pickens got into it, remember?
Oh, okay.
So he was waived from or released, traded somewhere from the Cowboys. And he tweeted out something like that. I'm happy not to whatever, because they had their beef. So,
oh boy.
Yeah.
That's beef that's intense of I don't want to play with this guy.
Yeah, because they got an actual altercation on the football field. So yes.
Do we think Seattle's going to be better this year?
I think Darnold was a product of Kevin McCarthy's coaching more than anything. I think you might see him regress a little bit.
Do you think he's at least as good as Geno Smith?
Maybe. I think Geno Smith's better than him this season because Pete Carroll knows Geno Smith and how to crack him. You got your best years out of Geno Smith when Pete Carroll was at the helm, and now he's coaching him in Vegas. I think you get a better season out of Geno this year than you do Sam Darnold.
I think Sam Darnold's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I think he's found who he is. Yes, Kevin O'Connell absolutely probably.
Kevin O'Connell. Kevin McCarthy. What am I saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Mike McCarthy. I was combining the last name.
Or J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy.
With Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell. Oh, my God.
So now it's Kevin McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. But I think that Darnold might be better than he is supposed to be, too.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it. I don't know if I trust it until I see it kind of deal. You know, like O'Connell being a quarterback, I think that's the reason Darnold did figure himself out so much, right? I don't know if that'll continue.
Zach is convinced that Jacksonville is going to win the AFC South.
Listen, they're a rebounder. They could be.
I think they have too much wrong with them.
I think Trevor Lawrence is what's wrong because him and Daniel Jones have really similar stat lines and no one wants to talk about it.
I think that they're paying for the sins of Trent Baalke constructing their roster for a couple of years.
Yeah. I think you need to move on at the quarterback position before you get anything. Yeah. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is the answer. What has he done for you other than come back against the freaking Chargers? How much of an achievement is that?
More than you'd want.
Well, 2 years ago.
Less than
before they really, you know what I mean? It's kind of that weird gray area. Like it's not a huge monumentous thing. But it's still okay, I guess. But I think they move on from quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, I think he hits the open market.
How would that buyout even work,
though? I don't know.
I don't think it would.
I think they have to live with their sins at this point. But unfortunately,
I think there's bigger sins. I mean, Baalke was not a good general manager. They did not make very good additions to this team. And Trevor Lawrence doesn't play defense where they give up 435 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
could they be better offensively? Yes, 1,000%.
I think he's just solid, but not elite. I don't think they got what they were looking for in Trevor Lawrence.
I don't think that Trevor Lawrence was what he was pledged to be. But
no.
Then again, that entire quarterback class was a disaster.
But it'll be interesting to see Cohn coaching the team with his Duval and seeing how that goes.
But don't discredit a good offensive mind right away. And Cohen is that.
Right.
Like I said, the Bucks.
I'm not discrediting him.
The Bucks were the fourth highest scoring offense last year.
Mm-hmm. Who they get stopped by?
Oh, God, why is it?
It's our hometown team, fellas. They got stomped by the Bills on prime time.
That
remember
is true,
that?
Yeah.
Tampa?
No. Oh, no. No, Jacksonville.
I'm talking about Cohen here. Liam Cohen comes from Tampa.
Right. I was saying Jacksonville. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, but Jacksonville, again, that is Trent Baalke putting together a bad roster, and then Liam Cohen saying, I'm not going to come here. They fire Trent Baalke, and then he shows up here again.
Is that bad practice? Did we ever touch on that?
I don't like the optics of what Cohen did.
Mm-hmm.
I do respect him saying, I cannot work with this man. Baalke's not a good general manager. I do not know how he got another job.
And I don't want to jump to conclusions on the Jags, but I feel like that playoff run in 2022 seems like ages ago.
Also,
it's too far gone.
Also, the Jags did draft the football equivalent of Shohei Ohtani here.
They did. I wonder if he is going to play two-way or not.
He will.
Yeah?
He will.
I think he wants to.
He said as much, that he does not want to be a one-trick pony in the NFL. He wants to play on both sides of the football.
How many other people have done that?
Not many. And these days, very rarely do you see it. The last I can think of is Isaiah McKenzie getting snaps at corner in a blowout win against Miami.
That is absolutely right.
Do you think that's going to be like successful at all?
Yes.
With the Travis Hunter playing two ways?
I think if you use him properly, like he's not playing every snap. Think about that. And that is where it is. He is probably their best corner on the roster right now, and he is their second best wide receiver. And because he is not their best wide receiver, Brian Thomas Jr. existing helps. He does not have to be out there every play on offense. As a matter of fact,
J.J. Watt was a two-way player. Mike Vrabel was a two-way player.
Hang on.
What, in college?
J.J. Watt and Mike Vrabel played some goal line snaps. That doesn't count.
No?
We are talking about true purpose two-way players that play meaningful snaps on both sides of the field. That does not happen. And
no.
I'm fascinated to learn more about what Hunter does. But it is the fact that he's not the best player on both sides of the ball that I do believe that this works. Brian Thomas Jr. being there and being as good as he was in his rookie season makes me believe that this works. Because now teams will roll coverage to Thomas. You've got Hunter playing enough snaps to stay fresh. It is, can you protect him long term? That is going to be the issue. Can you get out of your first contract with Travis Hunter with a good bill of health? That's going to be what's to be determined.
Yeah.
And then from there, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, we go from the gridiron back to the rink. Why Brayton Wilson joins us coming up on the other side as we talk about the NHL playoffs, world championships, dabble a little Rochester in there for him. Anything hockey, I could turn to Brayton and trust it. And that's what's coming on the other side here. You can trust that Brayton Wilson will be on with us coming up next on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.